The scope of the world's refugee crisis can be only described as stunning. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In today's program, we'll explore that a little more, and we'll hear how students are wrestling with that issue at Urbana 15, North America's biggest student missions conference. But first, there's a new list that shows the world's worst crises and humanitarian emergencies, as well as ongoing risks for 2016. And what it says is that it's a dangerous world out there. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission says they work with indigenous missionaries in nearly all of the places listed. But as missionaries meet physical and emotional needs created by crisis,
They share the love of Christ, which draws folks to learn more about Jesus and more about why they're choosing to help them when they have needs as well.
It's having an especially powerful impact in Syria, where most of the population follows Islam.
They've always been told that Christians are infidels and bad people, but yet they're the ones that are reaching out and providing aid and caring for them, coming alongside them and hearing their story.
And you know what? Some Christians are choosing to stay in Syria despite the danger because of an unprecedented opportunity to reach Muslims for Christ. Stick around to learn how you can help them too. Switching gears, Urbana 15, a student missions conference in St. Louis, Missouri, took time to highlight the persecuted church. Emily Johnston is Global Opportunities Coordinator at Cornerstone University and an Urbana participant.
One thing that was really mentioned over and over again when we spoke about the persecuted church was that they are part of our family. And as members of our family, of the Christian family, we have a responsibility to them, to pray for them, to not turn away.
The topic isn't easy, but God is still working, even in the darkest of places.
One thing that really struck me was to hear the love and compassion that they have for those who persecuted them, to say that the men and women that persecute Christians are as worthy of the grace of God as Christians.
What they're saying is that through love and compassion, people who once hated Christians are coming to know Christ. Learn more by visiting missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week, we told you how persecution of Christians spikes during the Christmas season, and sadly, this year was no different. Open Doors USA shares that Boko Haram martyred 16 people on Christmas Day in a Nigerian village. Christians are discouraged by the violence and praying for an end to the Islamic extremist group. Would you come alongside Open Doors as they help this village recover and give encouragement through the Word of God? And we go from Nigeria to Panama, where some hopes and goals for 2016 are already in motion. Faith Comes By Hearing shares the Borda Kuna people are the last group in Panama without an audio Bible recording. But now, after decades of blood, sweat, and tears from martyrs, FCBH has finished production and are starting listening groups in that region. They're excited for the differences that'll be made in this next year. Would you be praying for the Borda Kuna people to have open and understanding hearts? And finally, whoever thought that food was a way to inspire the body of Christ in China? Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says he realized the importance of friendships in China when he saw how much encouragement revived a church leader while they shared a pizza. Bibles for China has provided hundreds of thousands of Bibles, but it was this moment of appreciation that made him realize.
We want to fix things, but we don't want to listen to what people's needs are, where they hurt. We're real anxious to let them know what we know, but seldom do we sit and listen to what they need.
In 2016, they're focusing on that aspect, relationships. Still helping to provide Bibles, but
we have 6 trips lined out for next year. There are trips at places we've been, and we've told them we'll be back. Just increases the confidence they have in us and we have in them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.